Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And welcome to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. I'm here with Tom and Melissa Gould, Bob Ginsberg, and Fran Ginsberg is here with you. Tonight's topic is going to be electronic voice phenomena. You're certainly welcome to call in as we discuss it. Perhaps you've had experience with electronic voice phenomena, perhaps on a phone or on other recording devices, and we'll talk about that and other forms of after-death communication because they're all related. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. The show tonight is sponsored by LNR Productions, and you can find them on the web at lnrproductions.com. And before we get started, Fran's going to get us all caught up on
everything that's going on. First, I want to thank everybody who's been listening to our wonderful discussions and announcements about supporting the work without sending us money. Although we do want to thank everybody who does send us money because it helps us to pay the bills. But if you've been one of the people who have gone on our website and clicked on that link to apply for the Visa credit card, thank you. If you've been somebody who's gone to our website and signed up for iGive.com, naming Forever Family Foundation as your charity of choice, and then shopping on iGive.com, hopefully using the Visa credit card you applied for, we thank you for that. And if you've used the Amazon.com link on our website before shopping at Amazon, we thank you for that, because if for people who don't know, the big secret is every time you do something like that, Amazon, iGive, and Visa sends us a donation. So keep up the good work, and we deeply appreciate it, and it keeps this radio show going. Also, if you are a business or you have a business and you're interested in advertising on this show, you can contact us by sending an email to radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you could just call the office at 631-425-7707. Our annual November conference is set for Phoenix, Arizona, at the beautiful Hilton Phoenix Airport Hotel, with free shuttle service to and from the airport, as well as to local attractions. And this conference will be the first of its kind as an intensive interactive weekend. So by that, we're going to get the audience involved in questioning our presenters on the afterlife and the spirit world. Make your reservations now. The hotel room block expires on October 8th. That's only in a few days. The weekend will begin with our annual Friday night fundraiser on November 9th, featuring Long Island medium Teresa Caputo, and will continue through November 10th and 11th with a select group of scientists answering your deepest questions about the reality of the spirit world. The weekend also features certified mediums Dave Campbell and Deborah Martin, joining our esteemed panel of presenters, Dr. Evan Alexander III, Lloyd Auerbach, Dr. Julie Beischel, Dr. Stafford Betty, and Dr. Claude Swanson. Our upcoming events include 12-12-12. Don't miss being in the right place at the most spiritual date of the year. It's a medium marathon featuring an evening of four extraordinary mediums, Bobby Allison, Kim Russo, Suri Bernstein, and Laura Lynn Jackson. Seats may be reserved via the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org on the events page. And we were surprised to see that tickets are being gobbled up already for this event, even though it's in December. So if you are thinking about attending, you might want to secure your seats earlier than you might anticipate is necessary. Also, holidays past this year will be in four locations: Natick, Massachusetts with medium Joanne Gerber, Pompton Lakes, New Jersey with medium Janet Nohavik, Bethel, Connecticut with Angelina Diana, and Melville, New York with the star of the Emmy-nominated TV show The Afterlife, medium Suzanne Northrup. Please visit the FFF website for details. They are all Saturday nights in December to make your reservations. And I'm done.
Okay, and thank you. And as I mentioned, tonight we're going to be talking about electronic voice phenomena, and I don't have any scientific definition of electronic voice phenomena, but we've talked about it many times before. It's a process where voices are recorded onto either a tape recorder or via a computer or a telephone, and these voices are reportedly coming from deceased entities. I can't explain how it happens, but it happens, and I think many of us have had experiences. And I know that Tom and Melissa had an experience recently, and you weren't looking for it per se. You weren't recording for it, but yet you decided to record a phone call, right?
Well, we had the phone machine, and we also have a very adorable young granddaughter, and she had left a message on the box saying that she loved her grandma and all that sort of thing, which we did not want to erase. And so we leave it on the machine, and you know how things happen. If you leave it long enough, something will erase it. So I figured, actually, Melissa had gone up to visit the granddaughter, and I figured, well, while you're away, I'll download the messages we got and put them on the computer so that we've got them saved. So I have this little device that I could plug into the phone, and I saved it off of the machine. And when I was putting it onto the computer, and actually there was a couple of messages that I wanted to save, so I recorded them all at once, and then I put them on the computer and started editing them to make them their own separate files. And so to edit the thing, I had to find the end of one message and then split it so that you could get the next message. And right at the end of this message with our granddaughter speaking, the message was about 30 seconds or so, and she said goodbye, there was a noise. And we had heard the noise on the phone machine, but we hadn't thought anything of it. We thought it was the phone hanging up or something like that. But now that I had it on the computer and I had it up with I recognized it from one of the conferences because Tom and Lisa Butler have done demonstrations at Forever Family events, and I said, wow, that sounds like an EVP. So I honed in on it, and I knew it had that sound. I mean, it's the kind of thing, akin to the photographs. When you get an orb in a picture, there's a difference between an orb and a reflection of light or something that you zero in on it. You can see that it has a different quality. And an EVP has a different quality as well. And I heard it was something, but I couldn't make it out. And when Melissa got home from her trip, I said, oh, you got to listen to this. I think we got an EVP on our phone machine. And as soon as I played it for Melissa, she immediately said, oh, it's Grandpa, was the words that were being said. And then once I listened to it again, hearing that, I heard it. And you know, it's like one of those visual things that you stare at it for an hour and you can't see it, but once you see the lady's face in the vase, then you see it every time.
Right.
So, we isolated that, and we shared it with you guys, of course, and different people heard different things, but when Melissa shared it with her daughter, she heard it right away as well as its grandpa. And, of course, well, today is the 2-year anniversary of Melissa's father passing, so that's the grandpa that we think is coming through.
Yeah, and I like the way you sent it out to various people because you were thinking as a researcher and you wanted to try to see. And as Tom mentioned, I did listen to it and Fran listened to it. And I think Fran heard it. I heard something different. I know that you mentioned one or two other people heard the same thing that you did, which makes it pretty evidential. You know, we didn't Well, you were going to say something, Melissa? Just
no, I was just, you know, it was my daughter who I shared it with, of course, the immediate family after I sent it to you folks, and I knew that if this is really my dad speaking from the other side, everybody should be sharing in this. And that's when, you know, as you and Fran said, you heard different things, and I did not want to sway them one way or the other by sharing what I heard until they all chimed in with what they thought.
But I think what Tom is saying is very important, is that you know that this is EVP by the sound of it, compared to other sounds you've heard, you know, on the phone as a result of wires getting crossed or whatever the nonsense is. And I think we've heard enough real EVP around amongst the four of us to know what EVP is. But I'm going to go back to the same thing that I've been saying all along. Along with these orbs, along with the EVP, along with all of these unseen experiences that people have, is attached an essence to it. It's an essence that immediately hooks into you, and you know that this is real. So, you know, I understand the butlers at A-Trans-C work very hard to separate the A-class from the B-class from the C-class on the EVP as ones that are very, very sharp and can be identified and ones that can't. But to us as a group, that's really irrelevant. Mm. What we need to know is that it is EVP. We did get contacted by somebody on the other side. And here in the office, we get calls all the time from people who come home after somebody has passed, and there's a message on the machine from that person.
I think that's a great point, that it's the essence, not so much of what's being said, but that you know who is saying it. And Melissa, of course, being her dad, that she connected immediately to him, not only the
Well, that was my. I never even met him, and that was my, when I listened to it, that was my initial response, because that was who.
And when Tom first said he thought we had some EVP, I didn't know who to anticipate it being. I thought, it, you know, we always gravitate towards your dad coming through, and definitely your mother. And so I wasn't thinking of who I was about to hear.
And, you know, when you go to get a good medium reading, a lot of the times it's not so, again, it's not so much the message that they're bringing through, but they bring through the personality. And you go, I thought I was in the room with which, of course, you are.
You are, right.
But you really get that feeling that when the personality comes through, that you're getting even more validation than just the message.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you did touch on something that I want to pick up back up on, and that is that there are many, many similarities between this EVP and mediumship, and we'll get into some of those. And we'll also discuss some methods on how people can get started with EVP. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At L&R Productions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We are talking about electronic voice phenomena. We didn't mention, for those of you that have no idea how to get started with this, it's recommended that you use a simple recorder. A digital recorder is fine. It's said that the cheaper ones are even better because it gives you a little background noise. The advice given by most people is that you should set intention, maybe invite somebody specific, a deceased loved one, to come through. And even on the recorder, if you want a question answered, ask the question, wait 10 seconds, let the recorder run for 10 minutes, then shut it off and see what you got. It's a process. It doesn't happen right away. Some people have been recording for months and months or years before they start getting them, and then they start getting them very frequently. It's interesting. It's real evidential when you ask a question and then you get a specific answer, because that would tend to discount you making it up or just gibberish if you're getting an answer to a specific question. So unfortunately, not had the time to try it much. We tried it a couple of times.
Yeah, but I think yeah. you really truly have to make a commitment. It's the same thing as spirit. You know, if you want to, mediums who do very well at mediumship, make a commitment to work with spirit. It's not like, you know, I do this, I do that. And by the way, I'm going to be a medium anytime that somebody wants to pay me for an appointment. Doesn't work that way.
You know, with the EVP that we got, because it was sitting on our phone machine for so very long, who knows if it hadn't been one of those times where I asked for something, a sign from my dad, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Right.
Well, the other thing that comes to mind is Lynn McTaggart, I think, talks about these experiments where something is locked away with nothing on it. And then they send their intention to change it, and it's changed after the fact. So if that can happen, if we can change things that have already existed the way that experiment turned out, then could you not have listened to that the first time? It wasn't on there, but while it sat on there, then spirit imprinted.
Later, yeah, I think so. Because I'm talking, again, similar with orbs, I recently saw a picture come up on the computer that I've seen many times. Only this time, I saw an orb in it, and I don't remember seeing an orb before. Because usually, when I see an orb, I make a copy of it and I put it into a folder with all of my orb pictures. And so, yeah, I think that it's possible that it can come later.
Well, also, we mentioned a little bit before, there's a similarity. When you are turning on the recorder, you're acting as an experimenter, and then really you're acting as a medium. It's probably the same process, I believe. It's said that with EVP, it's a learned trait. You have to have a keen sense to, after listening to many, many, before you can really discern it. People that are trained in it, like say, if you play it for an average population of maybe 25% would hear it, but it's closer to 90% or 100% for people that are trained in EVP. And isn't that the same with mediums? But, you know, a lot of people that are untrained, they get a lot of information, but they can't really nail it. And the trained mediums that are used to it put it all together. Mm-hmm. So I think that we, as the person that's making the recording, we're providing that conduit to make the voices come through.
I had wanted to add too, Bob, it's kind of cute. My mother, who you folks know from my stories,
yeah,
raised me to believe in all this, but now that she's getting closer to the other side, a bit more doubtful, and she was very open to hearing this EVP, and she did feel that she heard the voice. She didn't hear it exactly the way we heard it, but she definitely felt she heard something. But she commented then, and at the time she heard it, and then again today when I told her that we would be discussing it tonight and that it was the anniversary of Daddy passing, she said, "Well, why do you think he would even do that, Melissa? Because he didn't believe in any of this."
but he does now.
Exactly. And she's forgetting that his by trade, he was an electrical engineer.
Aha.
And he was always fascinated with anything electrical, bought the first VCR,
He may be training a lot of people on the technique.
That's from the other side. He used to publish a magazine and broadcast electronics.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting when you say, why would he do that? He didn't believe in it.
Yeah.
Well, if you wake up, if you die, and then you wake up again, and you see that you really exist, it sort of changes your perspective.
Yes, it does.
You want to take a caller?
Yeah, we have Heather from Florida on line 3. You want to take Heather?
Hello, Heather?
Yes.
Hi, you're on Signs of Life. Did you have a question or want to tell us something about EVP?
Actually, my question was about EVP, and I didn't know if you needed like a special type of device to capture it, but I heard you speaking earlier about that any recorder would pretty much work.
Yeah, they say even the old actual tape recorders work fine. The tape cassettes. The trend now seems to be these simple digital recorders, and not too expensive. And as I mentioned, you want to get into doing it. They recommend doing it on a regular time schedule. If you set aside a certain hour for certain days of the week, and you do it, you don't want to let it run for hours. Maybe 10-minute intervals, and you have to listen very carefully. A lot of people download it into a computer and listen with headphones on the computer. There's a program that we've used called Audacity, and it allows you, when you hear something, to stop and then earmark exactly where it was so you can play it again.
And you could slow it down.
Speed it up. So it's, I guess it takes practice, although some people report getting stuff right away, so it's hard to tell.
And, you know, in the beginning phases of investigating EVP, people, you may have heard the expression white noise, that a lot of EVPs would come through when, say, a television was in a non-broadcast, or I don't know if stations do this anymore, but when they sign off and then the screen just goes to a fuzzy, snowy picture and there's nothing there, and it's sort of a shh kind of sound. They come through there, or if you tune your radio to in between stations and you get that same sort of just a shh kind of sound, that EVPs will come through there. But that's not, from what I've heard and seen of EVPs, just letting a tape run with your intention may be enough. And of course our phone machine didn't have any kind of interference behind it, just came through. So there's a lot of different ways to get to it.
Yeah,
I just want to throw in one more thing for Heather. The
the butlers seem to have a recorder that has a voice activation button on it. So if you have it set to voice activation, a light will go on while it's playing to tell you it's captured something. Now, I haven't been able to...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great thing to have. Now, I've been looking all over for this thing, and I haven't been able to find it. But that's the kind that they have. So if you're going to go looking, good luck on that.
And recorders do pick up a lot of extraneous noises, so you have to be able to learn to discern, you know, an environmental-type noise from, you know, it could be a hum from a refrigerator or something, or a bird chirp.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like last month, I woke up in the middle of the night, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, to a woman's voice just going through my bedroom going, shh, you know. And the reason why I mention that is because my daughter had a little friend of hers who'd never been over into my house before, and I was outside on my back porch speaking to somebody on the phone. I had my TV off. There was no other noise in the house, and they were playing in the hallway. Well, my kids hardly ever play in the hallway, and her friend freaked out, and after I got off the phone said, Mom, you know, her friend goes, Heather, did you tell us, you know, to be quiet? And I said, no. I said, I was outside. And so she heard a woman's voice say to be quiet. And then she came into my bedroom. She's like, there's a woman, there's an old lady in your closet. And so we went in there, and then I felt spirit, though, in my room, too. And my light was flickering on and off. And I said, well, okay. And I said, what does the woman look like? And so she explained to me what the woman looked like. And I showed her a picture, and it was my great-grandmother.
Ah.
And so it was really very neat. And then at the same time, I said, okay, you know, my light was still flickering a little bit. I said, what is she trying to tell us? I said, what do you feel she's trying to say? And at exactly the same time, we both said, I love you.
Aww.
And the minute we said, I love you, the light, she got really scared. And I could feel like, you know, she just hugged me. She got really scared. I said, it's okay. I said, this is what she wanted us to hear. And it's what she came to tell us. And then I shut my light off, and then we went back into my room, and she didn't want to. But she went back in, and we turned the light on, and we didn't feel anything. I said, what do you feel now? And she said, nothing. And I said, because she came, we honored what she had to say, and now she's left, and she'll come back, and she'll visit us again. And I said, but maybe you're just making too much noise in the hallway. But so that's what I think. So then, you know, after that, I was just wondering, because I woke up, and there was nothing else going on, and I was getting ready to call my cat, and just I heard that shh, just like as plain as day. And there's nobody else in my house. My kids live on, you know, on the other side of the place. So there's I'm single, so there's nobody else there. But it was definitely a lady's voice.
Yeah. Well, that'd be really interesting to see, you know, if you do hear the voice again, whether or not you could record it. You know. And how wonderful that, you know, both your daughter and yourself, you know, experienced it independently, and then you were able to share that. And I really commend you, because, I mean, you did exactly the right thing, and that you reassured her, and then there's nothing fearful about the experience. It's just, you know, somebody trying to communicate that doesn't have a body. And unfortunately, there are parents that would not know how to deal with that, especially in a child. And then when they sense that a parent is fearful, it can make a difficult situation. So you certainly seem to embrace spirit the right way.
But yeah, because it's a comfort to me. You know, it's definitely a comfort. So, I mean, I just survived breast cancer and all that stuff and a near-death experience back in my earlier years. So all of that, I know that there's another side. I don't want to hit it anytime soon, but you know, I want to live my life here and do what I'm supposed to be doing here, but I definitely, you know, it doesn't scare me to the point of, you know, I know that there's something and I know there's somebody waiting for me. So,
well, she's doing a good job living her life here.
I would just like to bring that to my family. So, you know, when things like this happen, my parents are getting older and things like that, to show my children, you know, that yes, it's going to be difficult, but that, you know, I already have my parents write down signs for me to look for when they go, and I'm just going to watch out for those. And, you know, they think I'm crazy, but, you know, whatever.
We don't.
I don't think you're crazy. I know, that's why I'm calling in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting off the subject, but it just feels good to have to talk to somebody that kind of understands.
Yeah, absolutely.
We sure
Thank
do.
You.
And make sure you call back after you record that shush. I want to hear it.
I'm definitely. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's a good time to bring up, for those who may not be sure what we're exactly talking about, if you wanted to see an example of it, there's a television show on, I'm not sure, it's one of the cable channels that's out there, and there's a bunch of these kind of shows, there's the Ghost Hunters in this, but there's one called Ghost Adventurers, and it's three guys, they're young guys, and they're, you know, they're kind of like frat brothers, they goof around and they have a good time, and it's a very entertaining show, but they are extremely proficient in use of EVPs. In fact, the lead guy has a little device, a handheld device, that he asks when they're in a haunted place, and he'll ask Spirit, and the Spirit will respond, and there'll be a text message come right on his little electronic device. And then they take that device and they slow it down so you can hear it yourself, and that's a good way to go. And I've also heard recently that the main guy in that show is a musician, and he's working on a CD, and he's going to be using a lot of his prime EVP communications within the recording, so that ought to be interesting to hear. But check out Ghost Adventurers. They really give you a good idea of how EVPs work and how you can make them work for you.
Of course, in a musical venue, a lot of these these musicians use these synthesizers, right? So I wonder if how you're going to tell the difference between the EVP. It might be a little difficult, but I guess these are clear voice is a clear example.
Fairly. I mean, it's still, like we said at the top here, that an EVP sounds like an EVP. Personally, as a musician myself, I don't see how it could be musically used. I got a feeling that maybe he's not using it prominently in the song, but he just sort of is got it in a subtle track in the background, so that, you know, like in the old days when they talked about playing the records backwards and what to get secret messages, he's going to embed messages from the spirits that he's met along his way. I don't know.
You know, when my daughter was little, she said to me that when I die, she wanted to have me ashed, as she put it, ashed, so that she could put my ashes into a record and always hear my voice. So would that be EVP? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe she's inventing something.
Maybe so.
You know, Fran and I gave this little talk last weekend in Connecticut, and part of the presentation we played some EVPs that actually Tom and Lisa Butler had sent us, and I think we played them on the show before. And we always like to do that because we want to see how many people in the room know, you know, what was said. And the first one was played, and we got a unanimous. After we played it for the second time, everybody knew. It was a very clear, you know, "Hi, Mom." So that was understandable. Nobody's making it up. And the second one we played was similar response, 90-100% got the same thing. The third one that we played, nobody got, including myself. When I hear it, I didn't hear anything. I couldn't make any sense of it. But what was interesting is that after you put up the screen of what it says, everybody says, "Oh, yeah, that's what it says." And then I wonder if that, you know, our brain makes patterns, you know. So now every time I hear it, I'll recognize it because I've already set up a brain pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you wonder how much of it. That's why I'm always careful with these EVPs to discern. Because, you know, like when you're sitting. We didn't talk about it, but there's also visual images that are carved out of Tom mentioned it, like out of white noise or out of reflections and pools of water, and you see images. So haven't you been places where there's been a flowery wallpaper or a carpet,
and
you're sitting there bored out of your skull, and you're staring at it, and you see these faces.
Yeah.
And once you identify it, I purposely, I'll look away, And then I'll look back again, and I see it right away. I'll always see it. And if I said it to anybody else to see that face, I'll say, what are you, out of your mind? You know, so now, obviously, that the carpet maker did not make the carpet with a face in it. You know, so we can fall, be susceptible to seeing things and trying to make sense out of it. But then, as you mentioned, there's an essence, right, where you know that it is something, because especially when it's evidential, when you ask for something and then you get it. If you're talking about your grandfather, or you invite your grandfather to come through, and then this image comes up on this white noise screen that looks like your grandfather, and then you compare that to a photograph, you know, then it takes a whole different meaning.
So, we didn't call it that, but if you got an image, say, on that TV station that was fuzzy,
right?
You would not call that EVP. Well, it's under something
that,
else.
It's under that broad classification, instrumental transcommunication,
okay.
You know, so, but it's all part of the same process.
Which is why the Butlers renamed the organization from AAEVP to ATRANS. To cover more of these things.
Well.
And also, it wasn't the only, it's a worldwide organization, so it's not just American.
Right.
Did you want to take another call?
Yeah, we have Kaylee on line 4.
Hello, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm good. I was calling because I had a question.
Yeah.
I was listening to you, and you said that any kind of recorders would work. I was wondering if the recorder on your cell phone would actually be a good device to use.
I really don't know the answer. I know people record on their computers, and that seems to work fine. So I don't know in terms of interference on a cell phone, whether, you know, there's more interference than there would be from a regular recording.
I disagree with you, Bob. And the reason I'm going there is because we've had many, many stories, phone calls from people who, after someone is deceased, their cell phone rings.
Right.
And they get their voice on their cell phone.
Exactly. And
there you go.
Because the cell phone is picking up its signals from the air.
Mm-hmm. It's energy.
It's there, you know. It's not coming through a wire. It's coming through the air. So the spirit's in the air. I think that's a good way to go. In fact, my mom passed away 2 years ago, and then January 11th of 2011, which was 1/11/11, at 11:11 a.m., my cell phone rang once, and the missed call said unavailable, and we were just talking about my mom at the time. So I do think that you can get stuff through the cell phone, yes.
Well, you see, the reason why I was asking that question is because I also lost my mom 2 months ago, and she was 51 years old, and I've been having a couple of things that's happening in the house. You know, in the living room, and all of a sudden my flat iron ends up on the floor, and you know, a couple of things has been going on lately. To me, it's like somebody's walking in the kitchen whenever I'm in the room, and then whenever I go to look, everyone's asleep. So I kind of was interested. I was listening to y'all station, and y'all heard, you know, y'all say something about the answering machines and whatnot, and I just went and got an answering machine the other day, and I hooked it up today. And I was wondering about the cell phone, you know, because it would just be so much easier just to turn the recorder on my cell phone at night in the dark rather than, you know, mess around with the little handheld recorders.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work, but don't leave it on all night. Don't, you know, leave it on for 10 minutes at, you know, a pop. And, you know.
Yeah, but it sounds like her mom's in the house, so she can actually ask her mom to say something or come through or something and then just let it play for maybe, you know, record for 10 minutes. And shut it off?
Yeah, asking the question, well, you know that she's around because you feel
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
You've sensed
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely. There's too many
so it is a good time to ask questions. The one thing that I might interject here is we all have this feeling like, well, you know, when we pass over that we'll all of a sudden be like gods and we'll know everything and we can do everything, but it's mm-hmm. just another step in our whole life process, because our souls are eternal. So we've got a lot more time to go. And yeah. this 100 years that we spend, or less, obviously, but here on the physical plane, is just one step. And when we take the next step, we have to start basically as babies again, and we have to learn things. So sometimes your loved one who has recently passed is still learning how to communicate back to you. So you might get better communication. And obviously, your mother has learned how to send messages to you, but she might get better at it with time.
Well, we hope that you you do hear from Mom in abundance. And I want to thank
you. Let us know, please.
Thank you for calling.
I surely will, and thank you all so much. You have a great night.
You too. Take care. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, I have a question, can our pets send us EVP?
Well,
let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be back in a few.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At L&R Productions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.winbridge.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We're talking about electronic voice phenomena. Before the break, we started to talk a little bit about whether pets can communicate. Normally, we're used to hearing EVP. They're short messages, 1, 2, 3, 4 words. The voice, to me, sounds sort of like a computer voice. So we don't know the process of how does the spirit entity that's an entity of thought, obviously without a voice box, make these sounds and these words? And it has something to do with taking what they have to work with, the available energies, and forming them into mind-to-mind. It's a telepathic process. They can communicate those words to us in a way that we will hear them with our physical senses.
And with the one that I believe is my dad, it has the quality of his voice soon before he died. It wasn't, his voice is a younger man, but it was definitely the voice that he had over the past few years.
Well, and many people have told us that they have experienced EVPs and they recognize the voice as their loved one. Very clearly.
Nobody but my dad, as far as those that we've lost.
That's true, yeah.
Now, we've been talking about it. Maybe we should play one. We're not going to tell you what it says, but this is an actual recorded EVP. So listen, and you can tell us what you think it says. Let's play that again. We won't tell you what it is. Send us a message telepathically and let us
know. Talk about something else.
We'll tell you at the end of the show.
You should do each one 3 times.
Me too.
and you just gave it away.
So, what about animals? Now, animals obviously don't communicate with us in the physical, in a verbal sense, but yet they're conscious entities. So might they be capable of the same, using the same process? What do you think?
Well, I know that mediums have brought through pets. We heard a wonderful story. What was the story? The story about the pet, yes.
Well, there was a guy here on Long Island had to go into the hospital in Bayshore, Long Island, at the Good Samaritan Hospital. And his dog was missing him so much that, and they were about 2 miles from the hospital. And the dog got out of the house, ran out of the house, and they found him in the parking lot of the hospital. So he went and found his master.
Yeah. Well, they certainly, we tend to think of ourselves, we say that we have these 5 senses, when we probably have 500 senses. We just haven't labeled them, and we're not even aware of most of them. Even though we use them, we don't have names to them. And I would imagine that a dog or a cat could send a message to us telepathically that we would interpret as words. Look, with EVP, people come through that speak foreign languages, but yet the experimenter, the person that's recording, it comes through in English because if they
speak their
language. So if that's the case, any conscious entity should be able to do the same thing. Now, would the EVP be a bark or a meow? Because that's how we would recognize them. I mean, if our dog started talking to us in English, we're not going to how are we going to differentiate our dog from Uncle Sam?
That cute "I Love Lucy" episode where Ethel was pretending to be a medium. And the man wanted to speak to Tilly, and everybody assumed that Tilly was his wife. And when Ethel it was Lucy pretending to be the voice of Tilly, he said, "That's exactly how I pictured you sounding, Tilly," and Tilly was his dog. But he believed it. It was a voice. But, Bob, what about, are the animals that some people feel so close to, would they suppose it could be one of their loved ones reincarnated, and so the voice once had a human form?
I don't know. You know, everything that I've, maybe you've read other things, but everything that I've read about reincarnation, I haven't read about accounts where people reincarnated when they from when human form to an animal form. But although I would imagine in some cultures that is.
I actually have read about that. Maybe it was the Seth book. Does this ring a bell to you? Some spirit decides, you know what I'd like to do? I'll come back and be a tree right in the middle of the forest. You know, let the wind blow through my leaves and just do nothing but soak in the sun all day long.
Well, if you come back as a tree, I'm coming back as a dog.
Watch out! You get warned.
Is that you, Bob?
I appreciate the nitrogen.
It's all nourishment, Tom.
Everything has a purpose.
I guess so. And we have taken some EVPs and put them on the computer to try to isolate them. The advice that we were given was not to try to enhance them with an artificially. If you can slow them down or speed them up, but if you can't recognize them, just shove them away. I mean, you can't really trust the information if you use some sort of a program that artificially, makes them into something that they're not. But that is fascinating, though, about, I haven't heard any, with a specific voice, but I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be. Well, we told the story about Dave Kane. He doesn't mind us mentioning that, and it's pretty fascinating, where his wife Joanne went to a medium, and the medium said, she was recording the session, and the medium said that your son, Nick, is going to communicate with you very soon, and she didn't know what to make of that. Sounds pretty general. She went home, she played back the recording, and as if on cue, as soon as the medium said, your son Nick is going to communicate with you, you hear very, very clearly, hi, Mom. It was a hi, Mom,
that?
It's Nick. I don't know if we have that.
No, it's hi, Mom.
Very clearly. You can't explain that any other way unless, once you rule out that it wasn't the product of some fraud or deception on the part of the medium, and it was a reputable medium, I don't see how she could do that. It's pretty interesting, to say the least, that it came out on cue,
yes. And
he was able to do that. And that's an example of everybody that hears it hears exactly the same thing. So it's not a product of our minds making something out of nothing.
We hadn't done exactly EVP off of it, but when Tom's mom had a reading, I think it was with Teresa, and when they listened, when I listened to it because I wasn't there, Teresa said, he says he's going to do something to this tape. She just said it.
Oh, I remember.
And when
that.
We played it back, at that point, the tape suddenly slowed down.
Like it had been stretched or something.
Yeah. And that is an interesting point, and we should point it out to people. Listen to your tapes that you make when you have a session with a medium, because I think there's an increased frequency of getting an EVP because of the fact that the spirit's already communicating through the medium. And mediums don't know this because they don't listen to the recordings. It's only you that can verify it after you go back and listen to the recordings. So it's another good reason to bring a tape recorder to a medium reading, not only for evidential purposes to listen back to the information and verify stuff, but you might just be surprised at what you get on the tape. And if anybody has those tapes, we'd like to hear about it, mm-hmm. because that is very evidential.
Share them with us.
Yeah. I know we're winding down. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We encourage you to send any comments to radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And with that...
Would we like some end announcements?
Yes.
Okay. First, may the universe create a channel of healing energy from all participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Stanley Newland, Julie B., Chase McKenna, Elizabeth McKenna, Glenna Irwin, Barbara Petillo, David Hayes, Rita Springer, CJ, Eileen Lafada, Mark Barron, Wendy Lippo, Vicki Steffi, Nancy Scheel, Barbara Russell, Diane Archangel, Paul Smith, and Kay Torpy.
And now let's give energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all the living creatures by praying like this. To the waters, whales, dolphins, pelicans, fishes, shellfishes, plankton, coral, algae, and all creatures in our waters. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That was from Masaru Emoto back on May 9th, 2010. And now it's time to say...
Our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.